Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Tainis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Ches. Being that in the previous Mishnah we discussed days of Avelis to be Messiah in the Dover Taiv, our Mishnah is going to discuss Inyanim of Simcha. That's how we're going to conclude the Masechta be Yezah Shem Yisbach. Zakt the Mishnah, Amar Rabin Shimon Gamliel, Lehaya Yamim Taivim Li Yisrael. There weren't such Geshmaka Yamim Taivim for Kalal Yisrael. Kechemishasa Ba'av, Ukiyam Kippur, other than Chemishasa Ba'av and Yom Kippur. What happened at Chemishasa Ba'av? Well, it was the end of the Gzeira. Whoever had to die in the Midbar stopped dying then. Yeravim ben Avat had put up Shaimrim to prevent people from coming to be early regal. That became Batal. The Haruge Beitar were allowed to be buried. And there was a great Ness. Even though for many years the Romans did not allow them to be buried, the Mesim did not decay. And that was the day they stopped chopping wood for the Mizbeach, because the sun no longer had the Koyach to dry up the woods properly from their moisture. So why was this such a great simcha? Some say Pashut was the siyum of the mitzvah of chopping wood for that year. The Rabbeinu Geshem says a different reason. When they had to cut the wood for the Mizbeach, they didn't have as much time to learn. But now that the mitzvah for cutting the wood was completed, they had more time to learn. That was the great simcha. Al Kulpan, Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Shebehen during these days, Benois Yerushalayim, the daughters of Yerushalayim that weren't married yet, Yotzeis would go out, rest, beklei lavan, with white clothes, that wasn't theirs. Rather, she'ulin, it was borrowed. They would borrow one to another. Even the rich girls, that had plenty of money to buy their own clothes, they would borrow clothes. The bas melech would borrow from the bas kohen gadol. And the bas kohen gadol would borrow from the bas of the assistant kohen gadol. And so on. Everybody borrowed from each other. You know why this was done? Not to embarrass those who didn't have their own clothes to put on, who had to borrow. This way they didn't feel bad. Everybody borrowed this day. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Kala Kalim, all of the borrowed clothes, to unim tefillah, would require tefillah in a kashra mikveh. That's before they put them on. And the chashash was that maybe they were tameh. Now it could be. The owner of the clothes would have been embarrassed to say that she was tameh, she was metameh the clothes, so therefore there was just a set rule, everyone tivels their clothes. Now the Tana goes back to the actual story. Ubenais Yerushalayim, these daughters of Yerushalayim, Yoitzis would go out, v'chaylois, and they would dance, v'kramim, in the vineyards. And if someone didn't have a wife, he went there to find a wife. Why dafka by the vineyards? So there were certain remazim over here, like the Ben Yehuda points out. You can't mix a vine with a different type of fruit. And therefore this was the remez, that there's a special shidduch, and they're the only shidduch. What did the Benois Yerushalayim say when they went over there? They would say, Bachar, Sanai Nechar E, lift your eyes and see, Ma'ata Bairalach, what are you picking for yourself? And there were those who said, Al Titin Enecha Benoi, don't look at niceness. Ten Enecha B'Mishpacha, look at Yichus. Those who weren't nice and didn't have Yichus, but they had Yerushalayim. They would quote the Pasuk in Mishlei, Sheker Hachain, V'Hevel Ayayfi. Charm is false, and beauty is futile. It means nothing. Isha Yiras Hashem, he says hello. A Yirei Shemayim, a woman that fears Hashem, she is the one to be praised. The Omer, they would say, continuing to quote the next pasuk, Tnula mipriya deha, give her of the fruit of her hands, v'yalelua v'sha'ari maseha, and her deeds will praise her in the gates. And here we go back to the words of Hashem ben Gamliel at the beginning of the Mishnah to show from the Pasuk that Yom Kippur was also a great Simcha. V'cheinu Oimer, Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Tse'ena Re'ena, go out and see Benois Sion. Benois Sion, go out and see B'melech Shloima, King Shloima Ba'atara with the crown She'itra Le'imai that his mother crowned him with B'yom Chasunasi on the day of his Chuppah, or B'yom Simchas Levi, and on the day that his heart rejoiced. This is a remez to the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Shloime refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shashalem Shaloi, peace is in his hands. And Imai is Knesset Yisrael. And this is the day of Yom Kippur, that Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, B'yom Chasunasa Izu Matan Torah, that refers to Matan Torah. That was the day that the Yidden got the second Luchas, which is on Yom Kippur. B'yom Simchas Liba, that refers to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that was also Nischanach, they started using the first Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur during the days of Shloima. Sheyabana, that should be built up in Meherav Yemenu, speedily in our days. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned LaHayam Taim LiYisrael K'chamisha Aser Ba'av O'Kiyam HaKippurim. Let's remember again the reasons for Simcha and Chamisha Aser Ba'av. So we spoke out the different things that the Batanura says. Batanura says it was the day the Meisei Midbar stopped dying, even though there really still were people that it was Nigzer Aleim to die because of the Chet of the Meraglim. Anyone that was from the age of 20 to 60 by the Chet HaMeraglim was supposed to die in the Midbar. But the last year, there was Mechila, and they didn't die. The Batanura also told us it was the day that when Mevatel the Shomrim that Yeravim ben Nevat put up to prevent Yidden from being Oile Regel. That was a great Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. Everyone can go to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeravim ben Nevat was the first king over the Aseres HaShvatim. When they came to the Beis HaMikdash, so he was the king over the Aseres HaShvatim, and Rechavim was the king over the other two Shvatim. He was the son of Shlaima. The problem was, only Rechavim was allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein yeshiva bazara el lamalchei beis David b'lvad. And this made Yeravim very upset. So it got to the point, even though Yeravim was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but the Kavod got a hold of him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to get Yeravim to do tshuva. The Gemara says, Tafas bebigdai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Yeravim by his bag at Kaviyachal. Of course, it doesn't mean in the physical sense. But that's the mashal that the Gemara says. And Hashem said to Yeravim ben Nevat, do tshuva. Va'ani and I, va'ata and you, and ben Yisha, yitayel began Eden. And you know what Yeravim ben Nevat asked Hashem? Mi berash, who's going to walk first? Hashem said, ben Yishai berash. And Yeravim wouldn't do tshuva. And he becomes the symbol of chayte yomachti asaravim. He stopped people from being oile regel. On the day those guards were removed, there was a great simcha for Klal Yisrael. We also said it was the day that the Erugei Beitar were allowed to be buried. It was after many years that they weren't allowed to be buried. And there was a nest, like we explained, that their bodies did not decay. That's why Chazal were masak in the bracha of Hatoiv HaMetev. Hatoiv, that their bodies didn't decay. The HaMetev, that they were allowed to be buried. This gave a lot of hope for Klal Yisrael. It showed them there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, there's going to be a future, all is not lost. The Batanura also told us that Chamisha Aser Ba'av was the day they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach, because the wood had to be dry. If it was moist, smoke would come out of it. It had to be dry, you had to make sure it wasn't wormy. So from the beginning of Nisan until Chamisha Aser Ba'av, when the sun is very strong, it dries up the wood. Afterwards, the wood tends to hold on to a kind of a moisture inside. So they wouldn't chop any wood from Tesvav Ba'av and on. So you had the Simcha of the Siyam HaMitzvah, and as some explain, it was also the day that they had more time to learn. Now there's one more thing that the Batanura does not bring. Actually, two things. There was a time Shvatim weren't allowed to marry one to another. That was to ensure that the Nachla stays with each Shevet. Because if someone from one Shevet marries someone from a different Shevet, the Nachla is going to go over. So this Isser that each Shevet had to stay with their own Shevet, they couldn't intermarry one Shevet to another, was only for the first generation, and that stopped on Chamisha Aser Ba'av. The Isser was lifted. Also, at one point, because of a certain story that happened in Tanakh, no one was allowed to marry any of the daughters from Shevet Binyamin. And on this day, Chamisha Aser Ba'av, that heter was lifted. The Mishnah told us what went on this day, that the Benos Yerushalayim would go out, B'klei Lavan She'ulim, borrowed clothes, white clothes, and no one should be embarrassed. All the clothes were tiveled before, and you shouldn't have to ask if it is tummy, if it's not tummy. Everyone tiveled their clothes. They went out with a special dance in the vineyards. And over here, shiduchim were made. And each one would explain the different milos of the different Benos Yerushalayim. And then the Mishnah, referring to Yom Kippur, also describes the great Simcha by quoting the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Se'ena re'ena b'naisiyam b'melech shloimai ba'atara she'itra le'imai b'yayim chasunasai u'b'yayim simchas libai. Yom Chasinasi refers to Matan Torah, but our Mishnah understands this is connected to Yom Kippur, because that was the day that the Yidden got the second Luchas. Ubiyam Simchas Libai refers to the building of the Beis HaMikdash during the times of Shlaima. The Chinuch of the Beis HaMikdash was on Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah concludes by giving us the bracha, Sheyabana, B'meherav Yameinu, Amen.